It's Monday, June 24th, 2019. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
Will you be happy? Really?
I have no right to be unhappy, which is almost the same.
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Great way to open up this here episode of the show, The Generationals from New Orleans, Louisiana. One of the only good cities in America. That was their new song, I Turned My Back on the Written Word. It comes off a forthcoming album. Very excited about this. It's called Reader as Detective and coming out pretty soon, I think. I don't know. Sometime this year. And very excited because I love me some Generationals and I thought that song was really good. It kind of had a little bit of that Coffee Cola kind of vibe from Francis Bebe going on in there. Pretty atypical Generationals song. I thought it was pretty original. I don't know. Really dug it. So I hope you liked it too. Thought it was a good way to open the show. Okay, speaking of other things I like pretty well, how about Alexandra Savior from Portland, Oregon? I'm not really familiar with this artist, but I guess she's big with the kids. I don't know. That's what I assume whenever I go to someone's Spotify page and they have like a bazillion followers. I'm like, oh, I guess they're popular. I don't know. I'm so out of touch. I don't know, but I think it's good. So we're going to hear her new single. It is called Crying All the Time, and I think it's quite good and a perfect second song for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. We'll be right back.
close my eyes.
Bye.
First, it was Netflix, and now the Obama family apparently is going to produce podcasts for Spotify. Their podcast will cover wide-ranging topics, but so far we don't know the specifics.
Hi, everybody. Now, I have to say thank you to the people who helped make today possible. Stamps.com.
I said I'm gonna freeze my love while I'm diving down for the sun, but the sun has become a clit, and that's 1/5 of what's been going on. I'll just freeze my love because technology has changed me. Somebody better drag my soul through the eye of an atomic hole, and somebody better fold my arms, for they'll need nowhere to go. I'll just freeze my love because technology has changed me. My love, lives encrypted on down the line. I was dying on demand. Now I'm calling from the end of time. I'll just freeze my love because technology has changed me. Freeze my because technology has changed me. Disappear in complete disarray. Reaffirm what our grandfather says. Love the kisses that I'll be sending you. Play the rhythm that I'm pretending to. Take the time to find out why I bowed out. I was flat on my own, my darling. Fought the lessons of grace for so long. When your trip's only 5 meters long, and you find you've been grown all along. Join the living in noxious lullabies. Only sleeping cabrones could sympathize. Only they could forget their consciousness. I was flat on my own, my darling. Fought the lessons of grace for so long. You can't stop laughing if you can't stop falling. It makes you wonder whether he is calling. Give them a token, give them a token to play. Phone stops ringing when I play your number. No bad loving could pervade my slumber. Give them a token, give them a token to play. Minor love can be shorn like a scarf. Fairy tales are beheld to depart. You can't stop laughing if you can't stop falling. It makes you wonder whether he is calling. Give them a token, give them a token to play.
All right, it's time to catch up. I played a bunch of short songs. After Alexandra Savior back there, we heard the Janines from right here in New York City. We heard three songs off their new self-titled album, Janines. We heard Hits the Bone, Winner in the Dark, and Too Late. All fantastic songs off an album of fantastic songs. All the songs are very short. I think Hits the Bone is like the longest song. It's like 2.5 minutes. And most of the songs are like 1.5 minutes. And they're all just delightful. I love the Janines, so big fan. And then after the Janines, we hear DQE, an oldie but a goodie, from their album The Queen of Mean. We hear the song Cigarette Song because the Janines remind me of DQE. They're like a modern day version of DQE, because DQE was another one of these kind of girl indie punk rocky kind of sounding bands who had a bunch of really short songs on albums. Anyway, I don't think there's any way to get the DQE album anymore. I was looking for links for the Sounds of My Head website, where you can find links to everything I talk about on the show. It requires a lot of labor to dig up all those links, by the way. And I found you can buy you can buy a used copy of the CD of DQE's Queen of Mean on Amazon for like $900, which I don't know. I'm a big fan. I don't think anyone's that big a fan. That is a crazy price for those sellers offering it for $900. So pretty weird, but great music nonetheless. Okay, then after DQE, we heard Adam Green from right here in New York City. He's got a new song. It's called Freeze My Love. That is the song we heard. That was from the single for Freeze My Love. And I think it's quite a good song. I love Adam Green, so it doesn't surprise me when he puts out songs I like, but nothing will ever compare to his title track to the album Minor Love. Give Them a Token. I say title track because it contains the Minor Love lyric, even if the song is not called Minor Love, but closest thing you're going to get on that album called Minor Love. And Give Them a Token, one of my all-time favorite Adam Green songs, so I thought I'd go ahead and put it on. And for whatever reason, even before this new song came out, lately I've just been on this like Give Them a Token kick. I've been listening to that song like 6 times a day, every day, for like the past month. I don't know why. So I thought I'd put it on just because it's been an earworm for me. Okay, speaking of earworms, don't you hate it when you get earworms? They're like gross and they like get caught in your ear and you have to get them out with a Q-tip. It's disgusting. Seth John Stevens, that's it. He has a new EP. It's called Love Yourself / With My Whole Heart. And we're going to hear the first half of the title track, the song Love Yourself. It's a great song, and it has a little bit of a Reading Rainbow vibe going on. Do you remember Reading Rainbow?
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow. I can go anywhere, friends to know and ways to grow, a reading rainbow. I can be anything. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow.
A reading rainbow,
a reading rainbow,
a reading rainbow,
a reading rainbow.
Were you an American child of the 80s or 90s? Maybe you remember Reading Rainbow, but if you don't, that was the theme song. Anyway, this new Suf John song has a little bit of Reading Rainbow in it, so you will probably enjoy that. I think it's quite good. So here we go. Without further ado, Suf John Stevens with Love Yourself right now on Sounds of My Head.
Love, can you love yourself?
All right, let's catch up one last time. After Sufjan back there, we heard Frankie Cosmos from right here in New York City. She has a new album coming out later this year called Close It Quietly, and the first single has been released. It was called Windows, and it is what I played after Sufjan Stevens. I think it's pretty good, and I'm very excited because I love me some Frankie Cosmos. I like that she has a new thing coming out. It's all good, and I thought Windows was a good song. Okay, then we heard Jaco Gardner from the Netherlands right after Frankie Cosmos with a 7-minute-plus song called Fading Cosmos, an instrumental number, which I think is superb, and normally a 7.5-minute song I would cut down, but this one, I thought, you know, what the hell, I'm just going to put the whole thing on. So I did. It comes off of a Fading Cosmos single, which contains a second track, which you can also get, that's also 7.5 minutes, and it's also instrumental, and really good. Super into Jaco Gardner, and I thought that Fading Cosmos was worth 7.5 minutes. So hopefully you dug that. Then after Fading Cosmos, we heard Splendor Charms. That's the name of the band from right here in New York City. We heard an instrumental off their new album. We heard the song Hymnal. I just love that song. It kind of has that Chilly Gonzalez solo piano vibe going on. It's like dark, moody, instrumental piano music. Love it. Such a big fan of that sound. And so I wanted to put that song on, and I felt like after Jaco Gardner was like a good spot for it. But the thing is, I'm also going to put on an actual song from the album that has like vocals and stuff like that from this new Splendor Charms record. It is called New York Broke Your Mind. I should just say, Splendor Charms, who are they? They're my buddy Spencer. That's right, he's a friend of mine, and I didn't know he was in a band. And then he posted on Instagram, and I was like, wow, that's actually pretty good. I like that stuff. So I'm putting it on the show, and I hope you like it too. And I should also warn you, neither of these two songs are representative because most of the record is a guitar. It's like he refers to it as sad boy music. I would add guitar. So it's like guitar sad boy music. But these are piano sad boy songs. I'm focusing on the piano numbers. Most of it's guitar based. So anyway, that is to say, if you like sad boy music, maybe you will like Splendor Charms as much as I do. So check it out. We just heard Hymnal, and now we're going to hear New York Broke Your Mind, both from this new Gilded Cage album by Splendor Charms, finishing up this year's episode of The Sounds of My Head. That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Next Episode and Monmouth, both by the band The Breakdown Brass. I saw them playing at this gallery opening in the neighborhood, and they were so good. I was like, oh my god, these guys are amazing. And I went and I bought some of their music, and it's just, you know, the recording's okay. But live, pretty great. So if you ever had a chance to see Breakdown Brass in Brooklyn, I would highly recommend it. Okay, I also talked over Autumn in Lisbon by Jaco Gardner. It's the other song off that Faded Cosmos single. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. Find links to everything I talk about at thesoundsofmyhead.com. Follow me on social media, including Spotify, where you can find playlists for the seasons of the show and listen to the songs I play without having to listen to me talk, which is probably pretty awesome. That's all I got. We'll see you next time on an all-new episode of the show.
Mr. Lewis? Mr. Randall? Mr. Phillips? Hello?